Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר.
We're in from Zarafoal, volume 4, Shmot, Exodus 1, page 64 in Hebrew, article Why Exile and Why Egypt. You can send us your questions to kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Zarafoal, volume 4, Shmot, Exodus, page 64 in Hebrew, Why Exile and Why to Egypt.
When studying Zohar, the main thing is to try and feel ourselves all together, as we learn about Rabbi Shimon's students. When they wrote the Zohar, they were connected upon those forces, the evil forces that were revealed between them. When they were able to overcome to connection above all those forces that have been separating, when they were hating each other, wanting to burn each other, so then they would attain what they wrote. Let's try and be even in a corporeal way like they were. Try and be connected like they were upon the evil forces that are here between us. We don't really have just humanity, because we're not really longing for connection, so we're not discovering the force that comes against it. So let's yearn for connection in such a way that the evil negative force will be revealed. Hatred, till we reach Mount Sinai, the mountain of hatred, till we really start working on climbing on that mountain, until it becomes the mountain of God, the temple that we can build on the top of that mountain, our mutual vessel. Well, let's try. That is what we have to think about while reading the book. Please.
Why exile and why to Egypt? 246. Why did the Creator wish to bring Israel down to exile in Egypt? Why the exile? And why specifically in Egypt? 247. 60 is Malchut. 60 are Melachot, the mighty ones above, from the side of Gvoah, that cling to cravings, meaning to the externality of the holy Chaya of Israel, which is Malchut. Therefore, they are called after her 60 Melachot. And their Malachim, those are the angels appointed over the nations. 80 maidservants are the angels appointed by the carvings of Malchut beneath the 60 queens. This is why they are called maidservants and not queens. And maidens without a number, and is there a number of his armies? And yet it is written, why dove, why my undefiled, is but one, she is the Holy One. She is the only one to her mother. This is the holy divinity that comes out of 12 lights, and she is the radiance that shines for all. This is why she is called Mother, Ima, as it is written. She is the only one to her mother. 248. The Creator acted similarly in the land. He threw all the nations to all sides and established appointees over them, as it is written, which the Lord your God has allotted unto all the peoples. And the Creator took the assembly of Israel into his lot, as it is written, for the portion of the Lord is his people, Yaakov, the lot of his inheritance. He called it, my dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one to her mother. This is the divinity of his honor, which he established between them, and she is one and dedicated to him. The daughters saw her and called her happy, as it is written, "Many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all." Melachot, maidservants, and will praise her, are the ministers of the people over whom they were appointed. 249. The world was created in 10 utterances, but when you look, there are only three that the world was created in: Chochmah, Tvuna, and Da'at. And the world was created only for Israel. When the Creator wished to sustain the world, He acted for Abraham in Chochmah, for Yitzchak in Tvuna, and for Yaakov in Da'at. This is considered, and by knowledge are the chambers filled. This means that Chagat, which are Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, have risen and became Chabad. And at that time, the whole world was improved. And when 12 tribes were born to Yaakov, 12 boundaries of the diagonal, everything improved in this world, similar to Atzilut above. 250. And when the Creator saw the great joy of this world, when it improved to being as above, He said, "Let not the 12 tribes mingle with the rest of the nations, leaving a blemish in all the worlds." What did the Creator do? He shook all of them to and fro until they went down to Egypt to dwell in their abodes inside the obstinate nation, which despises their conducts and degrades them by not marrying with them or mingling with them, and by considering them slaves. The males were loathsome of them, and the females were loathsome of them, until everything was bettered by the holy seed without mingling with the strangers. In the meantime, the iniquity of the nations was completed, as it was said, "For the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet full." So when they come out, they will come out holy, as it is written, "The tribes of the Lord as a testimony unto Israel." This settles the two questions that he asked. Why were Israel exiled, and why specifically to Egypt? For fear that they would mingle the tribes with the rest of the nations who appreciated Israel, he exiled them to Egypt, who were proud and despised and loathed Israel. And they were there until the iniquity of the Amorites was full, and they came to their own land, for there was no longer fear of mingling with the rest of the nations.
Questions? Yes, Tzvika.
You started the lesson by saying that we're indifferent, that we're still indifferent, and we haven't reached our negativity.
It's natural. It's a natural disease. I understand you. There's a certain number of illnesses that whoever's born has to go through them in the first few years of his life. Nature sets itself up in a way that with that, the human body gets natural immunities. So being sick, it's not really a sickness or an illness. It's like we think about blows and things like that. Even death. It's all corrections on the will to receive. That's why the tardiness that we feel, numbness, indifference, it's natural things that we have to work above. That's it. Work above them. not to think that something is happening to us and it never happened to everybody, to anybody else. Why is it happening like that? What about a different state? There won't be a different state. You must continue every state until you implement it, till you realize it correctly. Meaning, to see it as a process on the path, as like an illness, like a child, baby illness that they have to go through in order to be adults and healthy. Yeah?
And you also said that we haven't reached this negativity. What do you mean by that? You expect us all to hate each other? That bad?
Hate each other is a great degree.
How can we reach that?
I don't know, but I understand that if the Creator created one against the other, so I can see, if not according to spiritual attainments, so towards corporeal attainments, towards connection in society. Spirituality is connection. It's attained in connection. If not in connection, so in disconnection. And we don't have either. Meaning, we're not even in Egypt yet. We're not even in the beginning of building society. Egypt is the beginning of building the people of Israel. When it can finally reveal the Creator inside, it's called the Nation of Israel. Not a nation, a special group. It's like a special structure where the Creator is revealed. We haven't started building that structure yet. Our desires, even though we have an impulse that we got from above, but each one still lives inside himself. Doesn't really want to be connected to the others. Doesn't understand that there he realizes himself. Also, the world doesn't understand. So what, are we like the world, or should we be more than that? In the world, people don't know about it. They understand in their brain that they have to be connected. It's actually, they're even developing better than we are. Because according to their mind, they understand that nature, human development, is demanding humanity to be as one. Then everybody, we can plan everything better, be better, we won't waste money. Look what's going on with money today. We keep seeing it more and more, the corruption and terrorism. And obviously, if we'll be like one family, everything will be better. People understand that today. Also, they can't implement it, but it's understood and agreed on kind by most people. And we hear about it, we read about it, but we don't have any actual action. And we, as a group, that has, we all got points in the hearts, meaning a tendency towards the Creator. So we don't put it as a condition, as where do I reveal Him that I want to reveal Him? The Creator, the spiritual world. What is the spiritual world? The Creator. When He is revealed in the connection between the created beings, they feel it as a spiritual world. Those conditions where they discover the Creator, that is called the spiritual world, the upper world. A vessel to reveal the Creator. A system of connection between the Sefirot, between the desires, the qualities. What are Sefirot? They're qualities. And we don't want to understand that in the connection between us is where it's revealed. So what do we do with that connection? Now we have that as a purpose, a goal, a necessity right in front of us. Are we doing something with it or not? If not, okay, we can keep going just like this. But don't expect anything. Yes.
Outside, there's a lot of hatred. Everyone hate each other.
Out there.
And we are so nice to each other. So how can we do that? How do I come to such hatred? I always ask that.
You don't have to reach hatred. You have to reach love. What a stupidity I'm listening to.
Great, but you keep saying you have no hatred.
Where do Rabbi Shimon's students have revelation of evil till they want to burn each other? Where did that come from? What? From above. From wanting to love each other. So specifically, the hatred is revealed. Yeah?
So we don't have love here at all? It's all fake?
I don't know. You tell me yes or no. Where's the love if there's no hatred?
So how do we come to such love?
I don't know. But they both are equal to one another. That's how it's revealed to us. If you are in a corporeal world, you don't have two lines there, middle line, nothing. Here, it must be like that. How do you do it? You do all kinds of actions, and you cry that we want to be connected, demand connection. Demand it.
Many people have been telling you for many years, we want to love, we're looking for ways how to love, and we can't do it.
Pray, ask, wait, what do you need to love for?
Why I need to love?
Yeah.
According to what we study, we need to reach Mount Sinai, hatred, and...
No, what hatred? Again, you're talking about hatred? I'm not talking about hatred.
But we're getting there.
I'm talking about love. That against that, the hatred is revealed. It's an example. It's proof that I am in love if the hatred is revealed. But I never yearn to discover hatred. Only love. Well...
You keep telling us that Rabbi Shimon woke up in the morning, they hated each other, they wanted to eat each other.
Because why did they come to Rabbi Shimon? Why did they sit before him? They wanted to reach a new degree of love. Because now they wanted to discover another part of the secret of connection between people, and in that secret find the Creator, the upper force, in a greater manner. Who is the Creator? The Creator is those secrets of connection between the egoistic qualities when they overcome by connection between them. Otherwise, you don't know what the Creator is. Creator is Bo'ueh, come and see. That's the only way you discover Him. He created in us, in each and every one, and in the connection between us, He created all of the preparations in order to reveal Him, that we will have an ability that if we connect everything correctly between us, we discover Him. Those qualities, those desires, those tendencies, in order for us to be able to build Him. Like, how do you call that? You're like threading and needlepoint, you know. In that way, that is what we're doing. There is no Creator. Only when you take those desires, those qualities, and you start connecting them for full completion, in order to do it, you start discovering what yes, what no, and you always discover one thing against the other. But you always yearn towards the perfect connection. Now, in order to discover it, why? Because you discover when it's revealed, you discover that you're giving Him contentment for He who is revealed. This force exists without any expression, without any presentation, demonstration. It's not presented towards the created being. There's nothing to do it with. But when we start weaving this connection that we do it between us with our qualities, with our desires, that is the way we discover Him. Meaning, we're like connecting our qualities, but He created them for us to discover Him. And by that, His will to be revealed for to the created beings, that's His pleasure. And we do that on our own. We are building that form from ourselves. And He Himself, it's unattainable. Only in this way. So you understand, as much as we make from our desires, from our qualities, we make those connections, and in these connections, we discover and discover and discover that hidden force, that there's no chance for Him to ever be revealed towards the created beings. Now, when we yearn to discover Him, we can demand Him to help us. What does it mean to demand? It's built in a way that we can't connect ourselves correctly. How do we know? When I try to connect one with another in a correct way, it's called that I already see what's going to be born, and I'm not there yet. I can only be in the action itself, and then I reach a result. I don't see what's about to be born. That's why I always have to raise man, and he'll show me how to connect, and that's how it is every time. So it turns out that we have to be with Him in a mutual connection constantly. How do I say it? With an endless connection. So why don't we pray? Why don't we ask Him to be our partner, to be together with us in that weaving, in that connection? Yes.
I remember when we were in Europe and all the groups from the U.S., especially in Romania, we all participated there. There was huge love there. There was great love. And we were sitting in a room and we felt love towards each other. Is this the love we were talking about or not? It was something amazing, the love and the connection between us, what we felt. So what do you mean that there is no love between us yet?
Every degree you have it, but it's not sufficient. Also, Abi Shimon's students, when they reach the state that they now discover hate and not love, so what, they didn't love each other before? Obviously they did. And then they reached hatred again. And then love again, when they started connecting and discovering the Zohar, it's through love and correcting the hatred, and then again they'll go into hatred. That's how it is every time. You walk on two feet, right and left, right and left. So what are you asking about? Romania? That's in the past. There were already a lot of states since then. We're not in that anymore. We're advancing. You can't deny it. But now we're in a state which is very unique, a new state that we must see the place where we connect in a way that everybody sees it in himself, that place where we connect, where we start weaving, through us, that all those threads, it's all us, it's our qualities that we start connecting to one another. What does it mean that we're building up Otsuf? Look what the upper light is doing. When the upper light comes, it takes part of our quality, part of Tzvika's quality, Amnon's quality, part of Niv's quality, part of Oren and Senka and all these people, and starts making shapes out of them, connections. And that's what's a partzuf. A partzuf has 10 individual sefirot, and every individual 10 sefirot has another individual 10 sefirot, and it's all connected into one another. It's not like a tapestry that you see somewhere. There's endless dimensions, this form. Only the upper light knows how to do it. We don't know how to do it. It's not our work to do it. Our work is to bring a deficiency, but we're not presenting a deficiency towards it. We think that we have to connect. That's the problem. That's the point. Where do we, each one, and not together when we sit together and scream, but it has to be clear to us what we're searching for. A force that'll connect between our desires and bring one mutual desire in front of us. That's what we need. And then this deficiency has to grow more and more. But it's really by being persistent about it. And that is called prayer. So I wish he prayed all day. Everything is attained by prayer. Yeah, Shai.
But in order to reach such a prayer, we can't reach a request from the light directly. We have to do it by ourselves to discover that we cannot.
Yeah.
And then we'll come to a true request. We can't skip that.
Correct.
So what should we do today? To ask for the light or say, yeah, I can try connect to the friends, discover that I can't, and then ask.
Try along with the result that you... that you feel if you're able or not to. Don't just wait. We want to connect. And that's it. Can you connect? Are you connecting? If not, cry out like children. They're not satisfied by nothing coming out of it. They're demanding. And here you're just letting go in the middle. So who are you turning to? You're not, who do you want? Why don't you take him as a partner? He's expecting your prayers. There has to be work. Let's go to Tess.
Moving on to the next part.